Chapter 21. It's in the blood. Passion through the generations. The collective unconscious contains the whole spiritual heritage of mankind's evolution, born anew in the brain structure of every individual. Carl Jung. The materialist tendency of our era to try and physically control our well-being from the outside in is reaching new extremes of intervention with the advent of genetic engineering, including gene splicing and cloning. It comes from that same agenda to get rid of suffering, to grasp pleasure and avoid pain by interfering with our naturalness. The underlying assumption is that our naturalness is at best useless, and that there is no deeper purpose within the natural expression of form. As long as that purpose is not known to the mind and not delivering immediate good effect, it is considered absent. There is arrogance in this approach. It assumes that what cannot be physically measured by us does not physically exist. It judges what should be and what should not be as an expression of form on the basis of an antipathy to suffering. Yet epigenetic afflictions to our natural expression often arise from energetic shock, from disruptions to the naturalness of our conscious well-being on a deeper level. This kind of intervention is reactive, operating from the dimension of effects on the dimension of effects. Without treating the causal layer, it leaves the soul of the suffering behind. It takes the shell of the matter, as this can be grasped, and interferes with it on the belief that there is nothing more than this. Yet in the case of our genes, we know there is more. There are vast fields of evolving resonance and vast mysteries that are yet to be unraveled. Even our understanding of what our genes actually are is in constant flux, and we have trouble honoring this. Our living inheritance as human beings is found in the human genome. Here, deep within every cell of the body, there's life. Life is expressing through our heredity, just as a song heard in the mind sounds different when sung. So does the expression of life through our genealogy take on living variety. In the same way that the singing does not negate the song, but adds a version of it, the unique expression of characteristics does not change the template. The template remains, and the manifesting song is a celebration of the template. What is here in our DNA? In the templates within our cells, in the naturalness of our heritage. What information, intelligence, or insight is available to us? Is it only physical? Or is there also experiential information about the universe, evolution, well-being, and consciousness? Could it be that the whole Akashic library, the total of all experience, from the C. elegans worm to the human, can be accessed right here, right now, through our genealogy? Passion arises through the experience of unity. To sense unity, we need the quality of humility. As we admit that our brains, thoughts, attitudes, knowledge, and the whole history of science are inseparable from the repertoire of genetic expression, we begin to get a sense of where the real power lies. We begin to honor it. We open to the awe of the unknown and awaken as a field of unlimited possibility. That field of infinite possibility is found within every cell of the body. Passion is part of our evolutionary momentum. At the core of this is the trauma of creation, the big bang of shock in which it all begins. The intensity of the shock demands the grace of space and time. This creative trauma has the mercy of endless time and infinite space to unfold through fields of experience. Through these fields of experience, trauma becomes resilience. Through it all, we are resourced by true nature and non-dual qualities. These qualities are always accessible through the activating light of our consciousness. Pulled toward harmony and well-being, this generational healing and transmutation is our evolutionary purpose. Through family lines, we carry aspects of this core pain. We choicelessly unfold differentiated vibrations of suffering on behalf of the whole. These are threads of individual heritage, where shock, awakening, and trauma, splitting, undergoes a process of healing through naturalness, true nature. When the cycle is complete, there is resilience, which allows space to rest back as the qualities of true nature. From here, the sense of agony perpetuating through conflict subsides into peace, as knowledge, insight, and wisdom inform the physical systems on the deeper direction needed for the well-being of the whole. Both trauma and resilience resonate through our genes and are passed from generation to generation. In the same way, our relationship to passion will be characterized through family lines. Passion is a core quality of physical manifestation, appearing at that pivotal moment where the instinct toward personal survival subsides into service for the good of the whole. As such, structures around passion reflect directly in the epigenetic patterns that affect the expression of our genes. The subject of family trauma has gained popularity out of recent scientific evidence of altered gene expression through epigenetics. As the epigenetic layer above the genes, a chemical process of methylation tags certain genes, inhibiting their expression. This is connected with all the different forms of survival, physical, emotional, and mental, and activates learned emotional associations around danger. Danger is about emergency, stress, and conscious awakening. The psychological physiology of epigenetics adds scientific insight to the felt sense of energetic inheritance and the embodied patterns of our individual purpose, as passed to us through the generations. We know when we are moving in the evolutionary direction when the sense of purpose shows up, swiftly followed by the unconditional sense of fulfillment. Without rational cause, we get a feeling that we are the right person in the right place at the right time. This can follow chapters of family karma where it all felt like the opposite, where we felt condemned as the wrong person at the wrong place, at the wrong time. Between the family curse and the family blessing is the miracle of the living you. When time, place, and person align, evolution is happening. Science is revealing that it is not only trauma that is in our blood, but also resilience. This means we also inherit coping strategies, survival skills, talents, and patterns of wisdom. Without negating any form of experience, passion is the power of this nexus between trauma and resilience. All the way to our DNA, it is where our consciousness can make all the difference. Passion aptly fits the words of Mark Wallen, who is an expert in inherited trauma. It uses what was contracting as the source of our expansion. The very agent of suffering is the principle of growth and manifestation. Many of us don't realize that the trauma we are born to heal is also the seed of our expansion, adds Warren. What is your family's relationship with suffering? Can you get a sense of what could fall away in terms of resistance, so that suffering could become passion and passion manifestation? Family units are subgroups held together by biology and consensus. Part of the atmospheric consensus within family units is unconscious, inherited, and brought together through harmonic resonance in family lines. That means that if your father has certain attitudes around passion, then your mother probably has complementary attitudes. There will be areas of pure agreement, but also areas of dissonance. These patterns of harmony and dissonance around the theme of passion are being worked out in you. They will be in your blood, active now, or inactive, waiting to be triggered by the right set of circumstances in the environment. For example, when you become a parent, when you reach a certain age, or when the world around you moves through a particular crisis. Telltale signs of our inherited relationship with passion will be found in our family's attitude towards strangers. Is the stranger a danger? Is the focus on survival or revival? Blocks in the flow of passion will show up all of those interfaces between the family unit and the greater whole. What was our family's sense of belonging in society? What enemies were there? Did the family have a sense of purpose beyond the survival of the separate unit? What beliefs or agendas interfered with naturalness? Sometimes families are broken. Here trauma will show up as deep divisions within the psyche, in the form of guilt structures and loyalty conflicts, spiraling around the qualities of innocence and trust. The fissures are deep because an either-or choice has been presented between mother and father, when the child themselves can only be made of both. Yet out of the gap of the fissure, passion will be arising. Perhaps it will be destructive, angry and afraid, but sooner or later it will bring a compassion that will heal and reveal a unity underlying all divisions. Sometimes families are in states of slow decay. Here are structures of emotional neglect, denial, vanity, tradition, and preservation. At a certain stage, the amount of available vitality gets so low that something collapses in illness or loss. It is the end of the line. Something new is coming out of the suddenly revealed emptiness. When there is a strong refusal to suffer or to own uncomfortable feelings, there will often be scapegoats. If there is not a pet hate on the outside, the scapegoat could be a family member from the past or the present. This soul will be the receptacle of all the unwanted energies, such as the badness, sadness, destructiveness, or even evil. It is a particular kind of service, repeating the formula of Christ. The family's sacrificial lamb receives the accumulated vibrations of suffering and, without knowing it, releases back quality. For example, the child shamed in her sexuality will resonate back the pain of purity. It is rather like a flower that, when crushed beneath the foot, releases its essential fragrance. These individuals are well aligned to be pathbreakers in the family flow of passion. When the structure of victimhood collapses, the active principle arises with tremendous strength. Such scapegoats often appear as beacons of compassion, community leaders, healers, and true companions. Whether or not we have children or grandchildren, we are a living legacy, and this is shared through the falling in love with the outsider. Out of this love, the next generation appears, teeming with the qualities of true nature. They are here as expressions of the evolutionary service of passion, bringing the elixir that turns patterns of pain to living resilience. We are all openly invited by this incoming generation into a rite of passage where suffering becomes the passion for life.